Thursday night, Chavav Adabez, Shmaitz Ashir, Shmaitz Aleph, Perek Zion. A very long piece here. And what's interesting is that it really has, you don't really know what it has to do with his question. He's going to come around and answer the question of Taisus, which is, how do you learn out from Sota that Sofik Tuma Bishus Ayachet Sveiko Tomei, even against the Cheskos Taira, and that Sofik Tuma Bishus Arabin Sveiko Tor, even when there's no Cheskos Taira? Monofshech, what do you consider Sota? To have a Cheskos Taira Labailo or not? If yeah, so how can you learn it? And if not, not. He brings on a Ramon Darkei Moshe. I looked at the Darkei Moshe. It's not very elucidating. Darkei Moshe is very short. A few lines. Doesn't say much more. Maybe a few more words than the Shmaitzer quotes. Here's the issue. Rav Huna. You got to be well versed in Rav Huna's din and chulin. When you have a suffix in Shechita, then we use the Cheskos Isser. We look at the Behema B'chayev B'Cheskos Isser. It's not so clear why that carries over to the state when the animal's dead, and you're not sure if it was a proper Shechita or not. Maybe Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Not really so nogeya Aranyan. We're going to assume it's Cheskos Einos Avuach. That it's Becheskos, no Shechita. There is such a thing. And therefore, dead, alive, no Shechita. That's the status quo, Chazaka. That's the status quo. Until you establish with a certainty that there was a proper Shechita, but, and this is like really the bomb of his Chiddush, Nishchata, once it Shechted, and you know it Shechted properly, meaning Mitzad the Shechita. Hilcha Shechita, you know it's a good Shechita. Maybe it's not effective, we're going to see, because of a Trefa. But you know that the Shechita, having to do with Hilcha Shechita, was proper. Then you assume a state of presumed Heter is established, because you have an animal and it was Shechita properly. So Nishchata, Becheskos Heter Omedes, even if you now have the Suffolk, is the animal a Trefa or not? That's Rav Huna. The Ramah, in addressing a case in Krakow, where they shechted an animal and they saw there was water on the brain, and they, but there was a suffix if it was on the brain in a way that made the animal a trefa or not. There was no suffix when that possible tarifus happened. Obviously it was there when the behemoth was alive. The question was, is it a trefa? So the Ramah said, it's also the animal's also. We know the Shechita, we shechted. We know the Shechita, and there were those that held what I'm about to say. The Ramah brings them down. The Matirim held that. This is the second half of Rav Huna's statement. You shechted the animal, you know that it was a good Shechita, so the presumed state of the animal, the status quo, the established chazaka, is heter. Now you have a suffix if it's a trefa or not. So that's Rav Huna's statement.
No, you
don't know. They didn't know. If the water is in, is situated in one way, it's not trefa. If it's situated in another way, it's not a trefa. It is. And they couldn't tell because someone cracked the head and you couldn't tell anymore. So the case was, you knew for sure that this suffix was there, mechayim, but you weren't sure if it's a trefa and you can't check anymore.
And I guess Eitan and I were having problems with the terminology from the perspective of, because it really wasn't it didn't rise to the level of suffix, because you still, before somebody cracked the head open, because you had a way to find out at that point. So it didn't rise to the level
it's
of suffix.
I'm not sure if it's a good question or not. Maybe you're right. For our purposes, it's a side point. Because we're not learning Kula now, we're not learning the Ramah really. This whole thing is a jumping off point. maybe you're right. Let's assume, for argument's sake, just so we can move on, that it happened immediately. So there was no point in time when you would be right. Let's just assume so we can move on. And honestly, I'm not sure your question's a question, but it's a lumdisher question. It's a good, certainly a good question. I'm not sure it's a good question, but it's certainly a good question. And it shows a good grasp of what we're learning about what a suffix is. But for our purpose, it's just a side point, so I'm going to sidestep it. The Rama says that Rav Huna's second sentence is only if your suffix is when it became a treifa. When this hole, obviously it didn't become a treifa if it got a hole in the lung after the shechita. When did this hole in the lung come? So the suffix was no lad. It's called, in Lomdisha terminology, it's called the suffix was no lad after the shechita, because you don't know when it happened. So it was no lad now, and the suffix is, when did that hole get there? And therefore we say that the shechita, a valid shechita, establishes a presumed estate, a chazaka, a cheskas heter, and now you have a suffix. Was the animal a treifa? So even though, this is the chiddush in Rav Huna's second sentence, you have to hear the chiddush. Even though the suffix treifa is not really addressed by the cheskas heter created by the shechita, because you can shech the treifa and you're not allowed to eat it, and that's your suffix. Is the animal a treifa? And that's Rav Huna's chiddush. That even though it's not directly addressed, the cheskas heter doesn't address your suffix, but the animal is in a state of presumed or status quo heter, because you shechted it, which chita, and now comes, ooh, maybe it's usur. So that's the chazaka works. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. Chazaka says, what you have to establish to me that it's usur. You can't come with tzveikas. Don't come with tzveikas. Even though they're not really on the same maslul, the cheskas heter is a cheskas heter because you shechted the animal. That's all. You shechted properly. We know that you shechted properly. The treif was like, okay, now, says the Rama, Rav Huna's second sentence is true only when the suffix is nolad after the shechita indeed created. The suffix was nolad after this cheskas heter was established. Nishchata, the cheskas heter homedes, achiva de lachaba menitrafa, until you know for sure that it was treifa. But in this case, it's true you found out after the shechita, but you know for sure it was there before. And your suffix is it a treifa or not? Where's the water on the brain? In this place or in that place? But the suffix, it now turns out, is really nolad. The latest suffix is really before the shechita. And the shechita now, which is coming to establish a cheskas heter, is occurring after the suffix. Then Rav Huna didn't say his din. Why? Why not? Oh. You have to realize the depth of the question. Because anyway, the cheskas heter of the shechita is not addressing the suffix treifa. See, Bishlam, if you have a suffix, is the woman Eish HaSish still or not? Was the get Karavua your Karavua? So the Cheskas Eish HaSish is at least addressing the suffix. Here, it's like, so then what's the difference? What's the point of the Rama? So, I understand it in two ways. The Shmaitzer doesn't say. Shmaitzer is very sasun, doesn't explain. The fella here explains it a certain way. I'll say two ways that I understand. One is that it has to do with the Shaila, I told you it's a general shaila by Momenus. It appears in the sugya of Tokfa Koyen with the Rambam, where the, when you have a sofek, a drawer de mamona, and tfisa helps, because you say how much material of a raya, but can you grab it and establish new facts after the latest asafik? Some rishonim hold you can't. Once it's established as a safik, you can't come create a matzav. You can't create a situation where now you're going to turn around and say, how much mechalel of a raya? It's called tfisa la'achash and all that asafik. Once the safik was nolad, we're locked into safik. Unless you're mavara the safik. But we're not talking about you being mavara the safik. So I think it's a very nice sushtel. But the Ramah is saying it's like it's, you're trying to establish a chazoka la'achar shenol at a safik. Here it's a little tricky. Because really, it's not la'achar shenol at a safik. So you need a chiddush that since, that we just found out later. But now that we found out, so we realized it was always a suffix. So that's called, you're trying to establish new facts. The fellow here on the bottom, Mr. Schmeitz on the Vueris, is alive and kicking today. He's a Talmid Chacham, lives in Yerushalayim. I know where he lives. I'm trying to track down the old volumes. He explains it differently. He explains it as an issue. And maybe this fits in better with the rest of the Shmeitzer. Can a Cheskas Heter be established at a point in time when really the animal is still Osir? In other words, what? It does it for a different reason. In other words, you want to say, you want to establish the Cheskas Heter. See, in Rav Huna's case, so, wait. In other words, he's assuming you have to establish the Cheskas Heter indeed before the suffix is nolad. I guess he's assuming that. But what he considers is maybe we can look at it as a Cheskas Heter was established mechayim of the animal, because it was already established that a proper shechita will be matter the animal. Can you have a state of chazaka that says that when such and such occurs, the lady, the animal, will presumably be mutter, and that should be chal as a cheskas heter, so that when the time comes and a suffix is nolad, is called the Cheskas Heter, was already established at the time when the woman's usher. And I'll tell you right away the Gemara that the Shmaitz is about to bring down, because I think the Gemara is easier to understand. The Gemara talks about a Yavama. A Yavama is married. Married. Right now she's usher. She's usher to marry people. And then there's a question that the husband dies, and she really is also, she's still also the people, even though the husband dies, because she's a Yavama. But when she was married, she had a co-wife called a Tzara, who was an Erva on the Yavam. And the din is, when one of the two wives is an Erva on the Yavam, then when the brother dies, they're both potter. They go scot-free. They can go marry whoever they want. The Gemara, and now we have a question of who died first. The husband, there was a calamity, and the husband died, and his erva wife died. And you don't know who died first. If the husband died first, then she can go marry whoever she wants. She does not need even a chalitza. Because when the husband died, she was the co-wife of an erva, she goes scot-free. If her co-wife died first, though, then when the husband died, she needs chalitza, or yibum. One man diomer in the Gemara calls her status when alive as Cheskas Heter Lashuk. When you learn the Gemara, you look at it, you just kind of scratch your head. You say, this woman's an Eish HaSish. What do you mean Cheskas Heter Lashuk? The answer is, the Gemara is saying, it's a Cheskas Heter that it's Chal now. She can already be said, it's a Chiddush. This is what we're going to be dealing with. It can already be said that the woman is Becheskes Heter Lashuk at that point in time when her husband dies. And that's already a Cheskes Heter. Because right now she has a co-wife, an Erva. So right now she's Becheskes, and when the husband dies, she'll be Mutter Lashuk.
I think that's a huge leap to be making the what ifs when reality hasn't hit yet.
But we anticipate that situation, and we say a chazak has been established. And now when a suffix pops up, so you can say, okay, she has a cheskes heter. And it's the same issue, that's what the Shmaitz is going to talk about. Can a cheskes heter be said, it's like a legal question, right? Can a cheskes heter be said to be chal for that time when you become mutter, if right now you're also?
Would that have to be a almost like a verbal announcement, or that animal when I sheft it?
No, you don't have to. That's the status. That's the legal status. Why do we say that? We're not going to go into it. I mean, a woman, you could say her husband's going to die. I don't know. Like, why should that matzav be said to exist? Chazaka means a certain state exists. The Gemara is really saying, the state exists that when her husband died, she'll be mutter l'shuk, even though now she's awesome. Getting back to the Ramah, so he understands the Shmaitzer to be saying, of course, the only chance, so what the Ramah is saying is that you don't say that here. In other words, the Ramah and the Matirim in Krakow were dealing with this issue. You already say when the animal was alive, but the Ramah is saying you can't establish, since the Suffolk Trefa now turns out to have been a question, when the animal was alive and it was usur to eat the animal, so you can't use, and so that even though you know it was a proper shechita, but the Ravuna's rule doesn't apply because there is no cheskes heter. There never was a cheskes heter. The animal was usur to eat. The Matirim and the Shmaitzer will compare it to that Gemara in Yevamos. The Matirim will say, it's true when the animal was alive you weren't allowed to eat it, but there was already a presumed state of head there for such time when it will be shechted properly. So it was shechted properly, so we should look at it that the cheskes head there always existed. And therefore, now that you have a suffix, if it's a trefa, you should be able to apply Rav Huna's second rule. Nishchata b'cheskes heter imedes ad sheivad l'cha b'menitrefa. And it's not a case, the Ramah holds, it's not a case, well, the Matirim hold, it's not really a case of trying to establish a chazaka after the suffix is noiled. Why? Because the chazaka was there even when the animal was alive. That when it gets shechted, it will be mutter. That's chazaka now. And the Ramah apparently holds not. Now let's get back to the Shmaitzer, because the Shmaitzer has very few words. Venira, we start the paragraph. Venira l'fi mashik osavti, l'fi mashik osav b'darki moishan. B'yoridea, v'zel l'shono. Ma'isa b'di yaldenu, Ba, Kilas Kodesh Krakow, Barosh Behemoth Shoyim Bamayim, Bakoidim Shayodu Areusa, Chotchal Gugoles. They didn't realize it, so they chopped open the head. Mishnayim. Umiktus Hamoach Menal Gugoles. They cut into the brain. You can't tell anymore. That's the main thing. Lo you know them Hamoach Makifo Olo. Masrinu, we answered it. V'yesha Yerotu Machshira. Some fellows in Krakow, some poiskim, some rabbonim, wanted to be matarit. V'hodetanya nishchato utro achivod l'chava menitrifa. Says Mamish Ravuna's second sentence. The low dummy says the Ramah. Tohil v'yash kan reyusa borur mechayim ein lahachshe mishum zeh. Now, you have to put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's all the Ramah says. You can't... So we explain why. Hopefully, we explain why. V'chemash ma'abatois is perik dalet achin ad kan l'shono. Now, what does that mean? The Ramah brings a raya from Toises in Yevamos. From Toises in Yevamos. That Rav Huna's din, we're going to see in a second what Toises says. Because Toises in Yevamos makes the comparison between these two sugyas. Toises in Yevamos says that in Gemara Chulin, it's mashma, that you can't say, Behema b'chaya b'cheskos heteroi medes, I'm sorry, Behema shenishchata, nishchata b'cheskos heteroi medes, that's only said for a reyusa that's no lad after the shechita. But a reyusa that's no lad mechayim, the shechita's not matir. That's what the Ramah says, Tosfos and Yevamos says. Umaram lublin b'tshuvosov, says, what are you talking about? Tosfos Mamash says the opposite. He jumps under a maw in Daki Moshe. To mavur, but Tosfos lehepich. Tosfos is Mamash the opposite. That you see that the matirim in Krakow were right. That even a suffix that was noilad mechayim, you could apply Rav Huna's second rule. Because you could follow the cheskos heter that is established lemaisa when the animal is shechted properly. What's the Tosfos? So now we have to back up and see, and learn the Gemara. So I told you already the Gemara. There's an erva that's usher to the Yavam. There's no one to shmeitz, and they have to listen to Torah Shabbal Peh. There's an erva that's married to the Yavam, and she has a co-wife, the Tzara. So the din is when the Yavam dies, I'm sorry, to the brother. When the brother dies, so there's no Yibam. The Erva has no Yibam because she's an Erva to the Yavam. And we learn from a Pasuk that the co-wife of the Erva is also Pater from Yibam. Okay, so what happened is that we don't know who died first. Or there was a Safek Gerushin. It was Megarish, the Erva, but it was a Safek Gerushin. So we don't know. If the Yavama can now go to Shuk without Chalitza. Well, now, Tosfos, so Rabba says in the Gemara that she's Mutter L'Shuk. Maybe the Gerushin was good of the Erva. Maybe the Erva died first, right? So Tosfos says, I'm sorry, Rabba says, what? Okay. So Rabba says that she's Becheskes Heter. That's Rabba in the Gemara. This woman is Becheskes Heter L'Shuk. She was always in, even when she was married, she was in a state of presumed, assumed status quo, Heter L'Shuk, for such time when the husband dies. Because she was then the co-wife of an Erva.
But if you're playing that what-if game, what...
Not what-if, there's a cheskos heter.
If the husband dies before the Erva...
Then she's for sure potter.
Right, right. But basically, we're still playing the what-if game. We're saying, if he dies, then she's free to go to the shuk.
Yeah.
Okay?
And he did die.
Right. But you're not playing the other half of the what if game. What if the Erva dies first?
So let's talk about the Gemara's case. We're not talking about it. You're right. So that's a suffix. It's a suffix. Okay. And there's a cheskas heter. Before the suffix was nolad, there was a cheskas heter l'shuk.
But I'm not saying that the Erva died first. I'm saying...
It was a suffix. Let's talk about the Gemara's case. Was the Erva divorced or not before the husband died? I just want to stick to the case of the Gemara. I said another possible case, who died first, but the Gemara talks about that the Erva was given a get, a suffik karav loy, suffik karav la, and then the husband died.
I guess the issue that I'm having is not that, the suffik of which one died first. You're assuming the cheskas heter.
Rabbo says in the Gemara that there is a cheskas heter that we can deal with. Rabba comes up with that chiddush.
Right, but you also have a cheskas usser because if you play the other half of the what if game.
No. Right now, there's a man married with two wives.
Yes.
That's called, Rabba says, a cheskas heter. If the state of Yibum would be created by the husband dying, then they would be free. They would not be tied down to Yibum. Right now. Right now, that's a presumed state. That's like every chazakah. The suffix didn't come about yet. The building didn't fall yet. He didn't give her a suffix yet. So right now, says Rabba, there's a cheskas heter l'shuk. The presumed state, let me use the word presumed as synonymous with chazaka. The presumed state is that when the husband died, she's free. And now, a suffix was not allowed afterwards.
Tosfos asked the question.
Please. That's what Rabba says. Okay. So Rabba says that there's a cheskas heter l'shuk. Okay. So Tosfos in Yevama says and proves from there that even if right now something's usur, Papoyel is usur. She's married. She's usur. She can't get married. She's usur. But you could talk about a cheskas heter for such time when a certain event occurs, and that's the chazaka, because right now she has a co-wife in Erva. No suffix happened yet. So right now there's an assumed state. And now the suffix was not allowed, so you have a chazaka. The chazaka is she's mutal l'shuk. That's what Rabba's mechadish.
Why wouldn't that apply to an animal before it's shechted? That eventually you're going to shecht it.
That is exactly what Tosfos compares.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, mamash. So Tosfos says, you see from Rabba, that you could talk about a cheskas heter and an established status quo matzav of heter for such time as when something happens, if that's the way it's going to be now, because the suffix wasn't nolad yet, even though right now it's also, but you can talk about a cheskas heter. Now, wait. So Tosfos asks a kasha from Ravuna. Ravuna says, Nishchata, she's becheskas heter, and it's mashma. You gotta get Tosfos. He was smart now because we already know the Ramon Krakow. But this is what Tosfos in Yevama says. Ravuna says, Nishchata, Becheskas Heter, I met this, Ashi Vadal Chaba Menitrafa. That sounds like you need only, that only applies if the suffix was nolad after the Shechita. But it sounds like, Tosfos says, it sounds like that if the suffix was nolad Mechayim, you don't have a cheskas heter of the Shechita. But why not? Just like Rabba says over here, that the co-wife of the Erva has a presumed state of cheskas heter for such time when the husband dies, even though right now she's also. So why can't you say that the behema is in an assumed state of being heter mutter when it gets shechted properly, and therefore the suffix is nolad, you have a cheskas heter, even though right now the animal is b'vadai osir. That's Tosis' question. He makes an assumption that Rav Huna is saying only if it's nolad la'achar misa, but if the suffix is nolad born, if the suffix occurred mechayim, then you do not use the chazaka, because there is no chazaka. It's mechayim the animal's also. How can you talk about a cheskos hetter if right now it's also? So Tosfos says we do a fine job of it right here in Yevamos. We're talking about a cheskos hetter l'shuk at a time when she's also l'shuk because she's married. Nobody died yet. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' teretz is I'm not saying over the whole Tosfos. Tosfos' teretz is my premise is wrong. It's not mashma like that. It's not mashma from Rav Huna. I'm not getting into this. It's a little more intricate. And I'm skipping the intricacy. This is what I'm saying over to Maram Lublin now. Maram Lublin learns in Tosfos that his answer is my assumption is wrong. It's not mashma and Rav Huna like that. Rav Huna could hold that even if the suffix was nolad mechayim, you still have a cheskos hetter, just like Rabbah says here in Yevamos, you have a cheskos hetter, even though right now it's asur. No problem. Not about my premise is wrong. Why Tosfos thought there was such an implication, and why he changed his mind, is not. I decided that it's very, very intricate, and we don't have to go into it. We'll stick with the svaras that Tosfos thought that Rav Huna for sure doesn't mean if the suffix was noyled mechayim, but Rabbah here in Yevamos is saying he's looking at a lady that's married and an Esher Sish, and he has the audacity to say Isha Zu Becheskas Heter L'Shukai Medes. She's also, you see, that you can be also and have a Becheskas Heter for such time as when the husband dies, and then if the suffix is noyled, does she have to be yavamed or not? So she has a cheskos hetter l'shuk.
Wouldn't she also have a cheskos usur if the erva died first?
No, the chazaka means right now. Right now, she's the co-wife of the worker.
Which means she's usur
to begin. That's called chazaka. No, which means she's becheskos hetter l'shuk for when the husband dies. Because right now, she is the co-wife. The suffix was not nolad yet. There was no get yet. The building didn't collapse yet. So that's every chazaka is like that. Before the suffix comes into being, we have an assumed, presumed state. And then when the suffix is nolad, a woman's a becheskes eishes ish. She's assumed to be an eishes ish. Then you have a suffix get. So you leave her on the cheskes eishes ish. Because before the suffix was nolad, you knew she was an eishes ish. Now you have a suffix if she's get. So you leave her on the cheskos eishes ish. So here also, now that the husband died, you leave her on the cheskos hetter l'shuk. So Tosfos says, Rav Huna means that also. No problem. You can have a cheskos hetter. That's the Maram Lublin learns like that in Tosfos. And he says, what's the Shach talking about? The Shach brings a raya from Tosfos that Rav Huna's din is only when the suffix was noilad after Shechita, but if the suffix was noilad mechayim, Rav Huna doesn't say his din. So the Ramah says, yeah, that's what I hold. We asked the animal in Krakow, have a Tosfos like me. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Tosfos says the opposite.